experienced anything inside myself, I was always empty, quiet, still. There was just nothing.
Severe WQFS Greensboro.
interest was intense, for the utter alienage of the thing was a tremendous challenge to scientific curiosity. One of the small radiating arms was broken off and subjected to chemical analysis. Professor Ellery found platinum, iron and tellurium in the strange alloy. But mixed with these were at least three other apparent elements of high atomic weight, which chemistry was absolutely powerless to classify. Not only did they fail to correspond with any known element, but they did not even fit the vacant places reserved for probable elements in the periodic system. The mystery remains unsolved to this day, though the image is on exhibition at the Museum of Miskatonic University. On the morning of April 27th, a fresh rat hole appeared in the room where Gilman was a guest. But Dombrowski tinned it up during the day. The poison was not having much effect, for scratchings and scurryings in the walls were virtually undiminished. Elwood was out late that night, and Gilman waited up for him. He did not wish to go to sleep in a room alone, especially since he thought he had glimpsed in the evening twilight the repellent old woman whose image had become so horribly transferred to his dreams. He wondered who she was, and what had been near her rattling the tin can in a rubbish heap at the mouth of a squalid courtyard. The crone had seemed to notice him and leer evilly at him, though perhaps this was merely his imagination. The next day, both youths felt very tired, and knew they would sleep like logs when night came. In the evening, they drowsily discussed the mathematical studies which had so completely and perhaps harmfully engrossed Gilman, and speculated about the linkage with ancient magic and folklore which seemed so darkly probable. They spoke of old Keziah Mason, and Elwood agreed that Gilman had good scientific grounds for thinking she might have stumbled on strange and significant information. The hidden cults to which these witches belonged often guarded and handed down surprising secrets from elder, forgotten eons. And it was by no means impossible that Keziah had actually mastered the art of passing through dimensional gates. Old material barriers and portable witches' mansions, and who can say what underlies the old charge of dreams that were to be denied? Into a timeless dimension and emerge at some remote period of the Earth's history as young as before. Whether anybody had ever managed to do this, one could hardly conjecture with any degree of authority. Old legends are hazy and ambiguous, and in historic times all attempts at crossing forbidden gaps seem complicated by strange and terrible alliances with beings and messengers from outside. There was the immemorial figure of the deputy or messenger of hidden and terrible powers. The black man of the witchcraft and the man of the witchcraft. There was, too, the black man of the witchcraft.
This is Unspeakable Transmissions, Volume 10. This episode is entitled, I Heard a Name... Oops, I Heard a Voice in the Dark Call Out My Name. Excuse me for that error. I will pay in blood for that later on. Last week, the curator felt that it was important to warn all of you before playing the Lavender Town tone, as there were some dangers inherent in listening to said song. I again feel the need to warn all of you before playing this song, which is by Rezo Serez, and it's called Gloomy Sunday. It is otherwise known as the Hungarian Suicide Song, as it is connected to a string of suicides in the mid-1900s. If you are superstitious or afraid that perhaps by listening to this that is something that would be possible for you, you may want to turn off as soon as my voice ends, which is right now. was that? You could swear that you just heard something. Maybe someone talking. There it is again. In intervals too spread out to keep track of, too random to indicate a pattern, too scattered to try and track it down. It's just loud enough to wake you from the sleep that keeps lapping at your toes, yet so quiet you have to actively strain to hear what they, or it, is saying. How many hours has it been like this now? You've got to sleep sometime. Yet, you can't believe that's where your mind goes. In every horror film you've ever watched, haven't you said that if whatever started happening, I'd be out of there so fast? Why aren't you moving, then? It takes a little while for you to realize that it's because you are completely frozen with fear, rendered completely immobile by the terror that grips you like frost on the midnight window pane. What else is there to do, really? If you get up, will that help anything? Will the voice stop then? Won't that only make it worse somehow? In all those horror films you watched, and at this point you begin to question whether or not that was such a prudent decision, the scariest parts of the whole movie are the parts before the big reveal of whatever monster was really behind the madness in the first half of the film. The old saying couldn't ring any more true than it peals right now. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't. And you don't know what sort of devil might be behind this at all. You can't even hear the words, if they really are words in the first place. There it is again. Unmistakably a voice this time, but just mistakable enough so that you continue to question your course of action here. If you wake someone up about this, they'll think you're crazy. You're not crazy, though, right? The voice is totally real, isn't it? What you hear next chills the blood in its veins. This time, the voice speaks your name. No mistake about it, whatever or whoever is calling out to you knows your name. You look out into the night air to see if you can see your nocturnal visitor, but only darkness stares back at you. Is it possible that the darkness itself is the entity speaking to you? That the visitor that now speaks your name, the watcher who watches you sleep night after night after night, is the night itself? Unhinged, you no longer have qualms with standing. Your feet feel the cold, hard wood beneath you as you climb from the warm sheets into the cold. You walk out, somehow knowing you'll never be back. The darkness has had its eye on you for a long time. This much is clear now. You've never been far out of its yoke. Better to march headlong out to your consumption than to be dragged violently away unexpectedly in the midst of slumber one night. The night pours into you. The whispering stops. You're listening to Unspeakable Transmissions, Volume 10. This episode has been entitled, I Heard a Voice in the Dark Call Out My Name. Following the end of this song, this show will conclude. There will be several PSAs. If that is not something that interests you, feel free to try to sleep instead. I am the curator. Good night.
WQFS with clubs and organizations. Want to try something new? Try women's rugby. No experience necessary, only a desire to have fun and learn a new sport. Come get great exercise and meet new people and play against other schools. Practices are every Mondays, Wednesdays, and Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the field next to the softball field and the Bryan parking lot. New players are always welcome. Let's play rugby, girls.
The Family Services of the Piedmont is the largest private nonprofit agency serving children and families in Guilford County. Family Services offers free group and family counseling, classes and workshops on child abuse prevention, budget, credit, money counseling, as well as a 24-hour crisis line for victims of sexual assault, domestic violence, and other violent crimes. The 24-hour hotline can be reached at 336-273-7273. Again, that's 336-273-7273. For general information on the Family Services of the Piedmont, call 336-387-6161. Again, that's 387-6161. Or visit www.familyservicepiedmont.org. This message brought to you by WQFS Greensboro 90.9, your only alternative. Now heaven is gonna burn your
Are you afraid to upset someone for fear it'll set off a drinking bout? Do you make threats such as, if you don't stop drinking, I'll leave you? Do you feel there's no one who understands your problems? Al-Anon family groups are for relatives and friends who have been affected by a loved one's drinking. No one needs to continue suffering from the effects of someone else's drinking problem. There's anonymity, confidentiality, and safety in Al-Anon family groups. There's also understanding and support. And there's always hope, because people in Al-Anon have experienced the same kinds of fear and pain. Are you troubled by someone else's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. For more information, go to alanon.org or call 1-888-4-ALANON to find an Al-Anon meeting near you.
With your host Camille for your metal fix, ranging from Black Sabbath to Burning Witch, from Carcass to Corrupted, from Mayhem to Mortician, the pipes of Pan have weaved a trance. Come and listen.
WQFS Greensboro. WQFS broadcasts on 90.9 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 1,900 watts as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. WQFS is owned and operated by Guilford College with the studios, offices, and transmitter located in Founders Hall on the campus in Greensboro, North Carolina. WQFS Greensboro.